The following shiur has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Ola B'Shalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Hen Shabbas Rabbi Yisrael Tzvi Olea HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisrael ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Ola B'Shalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
The following shiur has been presented by Reb Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetre Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
There was a fellow who, due to the problems that matzah caused him in his digestive system, he got up and swore, took a shvuah, that he'll never eat matzah again. Never gonna eat matzah again. And the shaila is the shvuah chal? Of course, based on our sugya, and shvuah is tafchav dalet, because Hashem, the Rishayim will find the answer. And if a person takes a shvuah, shaloy aichel matzah, I'll never eat matzah again, is such a shvuah chal. Of course, the shvuah seemingly is a shvuah, which is coming to be mevatel the mitzvah. It's coming to be mevatel the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. And chayra, one doesn't have the koyach to take such a shvuah. To take a shvuah that is against the Torah Kedoshah. The Torah Kedoshah requires a person to eat shvuah, to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. And chayra, this shvuah is against that. Now, the Gemara that's laying with the Gemara says that if a person takes a shvuah to not eat nevelis and shchutis, he explicitly says both nevelis and shchutis. So then, since we can't find a shvuah in the hain form, a shvuah that says I will eat nevelis and shchutis, because you can never say the words I'll eat nevelis, so therefore this shvuah is not chal in both directions. The Rishayim all ask Taisvis on the page, then and all the Rishayim basically they ask from the Yushalmi, that the Yushalmi brings mamash our fellow shem nishpa shaloy oichol matzah. A person got up and he took a shvuah that he won't eat matzah, and then he ate the matzah on Leil Pesach, he's chayiv. He went and he ate the matzah when he was on Leil Pesach, he's chayiv, and he's over in his shvuah. So we see that the shvuah is chal. If a person takes a shvuah that he won't eat matzah, we see the shvuah is chal. Ay, l'chayra, the shvuah is being mevatel the mitzvah of achilas matzah on Leil Pesach. But the shvuah is chal with the concept of koilel that we learned in our Gemara. That the concept of koilel says that since if the shvuah could be chal klapei the rest of the year, if it could be chal on something mutter, then we can include that shvuah on something also. So here the shvuah that he says, I'm not going to eat matzah is chal on the rest of the days of the year. So therefore, on the night of Pesach, it will also be chal. Hagam, the night of Pesach is mechuyev to eat matzah, but once it'll be chal that he can't eat matzah for the rest of the year, so then it'll be chal on the Leil Pesach that he also can't be, then he can't eat matzah. And the Yerushalmi's mevur that once a person includes in his shvuah, dvarim amutarim, it's chal the shvuah to be mevatel the mitzvah. And this, of course, is a stira to the Bavli, that in our sugya it seems to say that there's never a case of a shvuah that I will eat nevelos and shchutis. Why not? Once it's chal on the shchutis, it should be chal on the nevelos. Now, the shita of Taisus, most of the Rishayim is that there's a fundamental difference between the case of the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, is that the Yerushalmi is talking about a case where a person is being nishpa to not eat matzah, to do an action with an inaction, with shevel taisa, meaning the Torah requires him to eat matzah, and he will be over on the Torah b'shevel taisa, passively, just won't do the mitzvah of the Torah. Such a shvuah will be chal b'koilel, says the Rishami. If a person will include in his shvuah things that are permitted to him, to things that are also to him. So in this case, it's permitted for him to not eat matzah the rest of the year. Therefore, that aspect of the shvuah is chal. So too, the shvuah will be chal even on Leil Pesach, since it'll only in passive require him to not eat the matzah. So that such a shvuah can be chal. Mashen came with the Bavli is discussing is that the person is making a shvuah to go and actively eat a nevela, the kumasei, to get up and eat a nevela. So on that we say that even if the shvuah, he would make the shvuah klapei the shchutis, and klap in koilel, it should be chal also on the nevelos. We don't say that, since the shvuah can never make a person get up and actively do something against the Torah, such a shvuah won't be chal. Now, the Remez is the Rishayim, they grapple, you know, the Achrayim grapple, what's exactly the svara over here, kumatse and sheveal taisa, and what exactly the svara, the afika yames, and everything else about this, to explain this. And the Rishayim say Aloshin that Ein Machilim LaAdam BiYadayim Davar Atzulay, that Kidu, to say that if the Torah said you can't have nevela, so we can't allow for an Ashvuah to come along and say you do have to eat that nevela. Mashenkin, if the Torah came along and said eat something, so then Ashvuah that just says passively don't eat it is for some reason more kuladik. It's a hard svara, and the Achareinim will grapple what exactly the svara is. However, the Maisa. This is Bamis how we paskin. Now, like this Yushami, and Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Siman Tov Pei Hei, that when one takes a shvuah to actively be oivar and an avera, and it's kailul with other inyanim, it's kailul with mutter things, so then it'll be chal. And for example, the Yushami also says that if a person makes a shvuah, that he won't sit in a shady area. He won't sit in the shade ever. So such a person is forbidden to sit in a sukkah. The same concept, that since the Shavuot is chal, on the rest of the days of the year, Yitarka is not allowed to sit in a shady area, and that aspect of the Shavuot is chal. So therefore it'll be chal even on a time when he's mechuyev to yes, go and sit in the sukkah, because it's only requiring him to be over the b'shev el taisin. Now, of course, the b'shev needs to be out. He's going to have to be matir this neder, because otherwise he'll be mevatel mitzvah sasei. But al kopanim, the etzim Shavuot is chal. The Rishayim have many questions. Just to give a few dugmayas of this concept, how far we can take this. They ask the Peshuah Shita is that a person who eats outside a sukkah is not just mevatul and asay, but he's even an isser. There's an isser of not eating in a sukkah. So this is considered an isser. So if it's an isser, so then the whole heter of a year is when he's being over on a mitzvah sasay. Then the Shavuot is chal in an active way. But if he's doing an isser, eating outside the sukkah is an isser, so the L'chayra, it's very shver, he's doing an isser. Rav Baruch Ber, and the Sefer Birch Shmuel, brings down that if you go with this concept, there's a chilik between a person who's nishba to be over on a mitzvah, bikumasei, to a case of where he's being over to be nishba on a mitzvah, b'shev al taisis. So then what about by Hashavas Aveda? Let's say a person makes a Shavuot, that he said that I'll never return Avedas, not Goyim, not Jews. I'll never return an Aveda again. So in such a case, you could be mistapik that, how do you dan this case? Meaning, to return, of course, the Shvuah and a Goyish Aveda, there's no Chiyav to return an Aveda to a Goy in a situation where there's no Chil Hashem, and there's not even a Mitzvah, there's no Chiyav, the Kiddush Hashem, but upon it's time to return an Aveda, so then there's no Chiyav for a person to return it to the Goyim. So in such a case, we would say that since it's Chal on the Goyim, the Goyish Aveda, that he doesn't have a requirement to return that. So Chayra B'Koylil, it should also be Chal, that he won't, B'Shev Al Taisa, he won't return a Jewish Aveda. Which, that would be what we're saying over here, that a person is, he makes a Shavuah, and it'll be Chal on the Shev Al Taisa, albeit Agam, it's not going to be Chal on Averas B'Kumasei, but in Shev Al Taisa, to be over on something, B'Shev Al Taisa, the Shavuah could be Chal. So the Shailas L'Chayra, that Reb Chaim was mistapik in the getter of the Isser, this Nisser Lav of Lechtzucha L'Salin, that the person is the Oivar on a Lav. If he walks by an Aveda, he doesn't return the Aveda. He's Oivar on a Lav and not returning the Aveda. So it could be, says Reb Baruch Ber, that according to this understanding that Reb Chaim had, that the Lav of Lechtzucha L'Salin it's a Lav. It's not just a bittel of an Asay. It's an Aveira Kilu Maisa B'Dayim, that he's doing a Maisa Halama, that he's doing a Maisa of not returning, a Maisa of closing his eyes to the mitzvah of Hashem's Aveda. So maybe the Shavuah in this case is requiring him to do an action, Bikumase, it's requiring him to do an action in a positive sense of not returning the Aveda, and then Taka the Shavuah maybe would not be Chal. The Rabbi Kiva Eger asks Akasha on the whole understanding of Dushami. Dushami seems to say that why is this Shavuah Chal? Because the person made a Shavuah that I will never eat matzah. You know, this year, I won't eat matzah this year. So since it's Chal on the rest of the days of the year, it could be Chal on the Yemei Pesach. Well, it could be Chal on even the night of Pesach. So it says the Yerushalmi, but what happens if he makes a Shavuah, I won't eat matzah on the night of Pesach. So then that Shavuah is Takanat Chal. Because there's nothing mutter. There's nothing mutter about that Shavuah. On the night of Pesach, he has to eat matzah, so that Shavuah won't be chal b'chlal. It's a straight Shavuah against the Torah. Fractor B'Kiva Eger, in the Chuvis, in Siman Ayin Vav, that he doesn't understand. The Shavuah could be chal, because there's many kezaisim that a person can eat on the night of Pesach. On the night of Pesach, there's one kezayis that he has to make sure, even chumra maybe too, but there's really one kezayis that he has to eat of matzah. That's the only chiyav he has to eat the rest of the night. All the other matzah he eats that night is mutter. It's not rishos. It's not chiyav to eat that matzah. So effective kiveker. So then how come if a person makes a shvua that I won't eat matzah on the night of Pesach, how come that shvua is not chal? L'chayra, the shvua should be chal because since the Shavuot is chal klapei all the other matzahs that are eating on that night, all the other kezayis will eat on that night, so it should be chal even on the original kezayis, the chiyav kezayis, since it's only, as we explained, b'shei v'altaisa. Rabbi Kivager asks this question, other acharinim ask a kasha, that Rabbi Kivager goes on, he says that perhaps we only say the concept of koilel when he's koilel a whole different type of an eating. But maybe the eating all of Leil Pesach is considered one eating. And this is very hard to understand teretz. The Chagyankov asks a similar type of a question that if a person makes a shvua on, let's say he says, this case, I won't eat matzah on Leil Pesach, so then l'chayra, we should say also that it is chal that shvua. Why? It's only chal on Leil Pesach. Says the Chag Yankov, there's other matzahs on Leil Pesach that he's not chayef to eat. For example, the matzah of Matzah Shira. Matzah Shira on Leil Pesach, he doesn't have a chayef to eat. So why don't we say that since the shvua is chal, that he's not able to eat Matzah Ashira on Leil Pesach now because of the shvua. So it should be chal also bekoilel on the matzah that he's mechayef to eat. And Chag Yankov goes on, he says a big yisoy, which can answer many shailas. Chag Yankov says that when a person says the word bistam, I'm not going to eat, I won't eat matzah on Pesach. Kishenishbish lo yoichel matzah the Pesach, says Chag Yankov that the stam kavan of the person, as he's referring to the matzah that he's yoitzed by yedei chayva. And obviously the stam das, which is the biggest side in general in Shluas in the Dharma, is that the kavan of the person, the stam das of the person, is that when he says, I won't eat matzah on Pesach night, what matzah do you mean? He means the stam matzah, the matzah of that you yoitzed the mitzvah with. Otherwise he should have explicitly said, matzah shira. And therefore, once, of course, the shvua is only now directed against the chiyav type matzah, so then that shvua of course can't be chal. And this of course can also answer up Rabbi Kivager's question, that the stam das of a person when he makes a shvua to not eat matzah on Pesach night, is he means the matzah chiyav, that's the matzah of Pesach night, and therefore such a shvua can't be chal, and that's a direct against the Torah, and that wouldn't be chal b'koilo. This answers up of course also the Bir Halacha's question. In Siman Tav Pei Hei, the Bir Halacha asks that what happens when a person says the words, I won't eat matzah on Pesach night, so we saw the Yerushalmi said that such a shvua is not chal. Ask the Bialacha, that what do you mean? According to the shitas that hold, that the chiyav of matzah is only until chatzais. And after chatzais, the shita of Rabbi Eliezer HaKaponim, Rabbi Eliezer Mazaya, is that the chiyav of matzah goes until chatzais. That's why people try to rush the Seder and finish by chatzais, because the chiyav of matzah only goes to chatzais. And afterward, it becomes just like a regular day of Pesach. So when a person says, I won't eat matzah on Leil Pesach, so then, effective bi'alacha, that shvua should be chal b'koilel, since it's chal on the matzahs that could be after chatzais, which is matzahs that he's not the mechuyav to eat, so it should be chal on the matzahs of before chatzais. So when he says the word shvua that I won't eat on Pesach night, the matzah, I won't eat matzah on Pesach night, so then it's a shvua that incorporates also Isurim and also Aterim. So then how comes such a shvua is not chal? But again, with this aside of the Chag Yankov, we can answer that when a person says, I won't eat matzah on Pesach night, the type of matzah he was talking about was he meant the matzah of Chiyav. And the Avada, the matzah of Chiyav, he's only referring to is the matzah until chatzais, according to those Rishayim, and therefore the shvua is only incorporating the matzahs until chatzais. Now the Bialach himself, b'matzahs, and he says that according to this, it'll come out that if he those shitas, he'll be allowed to eat matzah after chatzais, because it wasn't included bichlal in his shvua. Just to conclude in the sugya of Ein Shvua is Chal and Moshe Merim Har Sinai and Shvua Chal Shvua, and the big sugi that I've been doing for the last few days, there's a famous maisa in the time of the Marik that it was Yadua, the Rabbeinu Gershon, the Margoyle Rabbeinu Gershon was Misakein, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch in a few places, that they should be machers in the shuls, that they found, if they found an Aveda, that they should get up and clap on the bima in the shuls, to, in order to try and retrieve the Avedas, the lost objects to their owners, and that there was a chayrim put against anybody who knows information about an Aveda and doesn't publicize it. So there were some chevreman in the shul by the Marek that they got up and they said that they can't disclose the information because they swore that they're not going to say anything about about the Vedas. And it's the shul, everyone knew that they knew something about a certain Aveda. And they said that, well, we took a shvua, we swore that we're not going to disclose the information. It's privacy, private in Yonim. And the shayla became, the shayla rose, is that shvua have a taikif, and therefore the taka can't disclose the information. So the Marik goes on to say that Avada, they have no ability, that they have no ability to make a shvua against a takanas atzibur, and that would be considered like taking a shvua levatal the mitzvah. He brought a riot to that concept, and he said, "Okay, kachi." He said, "Levatal to Isra of a mushba ba'imi bar Sinai, and they're begeder orasha lo yakimis divratayus azayit." Anything that's considered a takana, especially of Rabbeinu Gershom, which was niskabel by Kol Klal Yisrael. Such a thing, avada, you would not be able to make a shvu against him. This is already a whole new dimension. We've learned about shvuas against the rabba, when in contrast to the rabbana, and shvu in contrast to the rises, assays, the lavim, etc. Now we're seeing even a shvu that's against the takanas atzibur. Also, such a shvu won't be chal because it's mamish nishpa levatal mitzvah, the mitzvah of not pasha the parish from atzibur, the mitzvah of being mevatal takanas atzibur, kabbalah atzibur. And another example of this is if a person, you know, coming up soon in the next parak, if a person were to take a shvua, smach paskins in chayshin mitzvah in simchav aleph in simchav ches in simchav aleph, that if a person takes a shvua, that he won't testify for somebody else. You know, he swore, he made a secret to somebody. I promised him that I won't tell over a secret, and I have edus. And the person says, he claims, my Val brought down the case that he claims that I can't say edus because I swore to the person I won't say anything. So the smat says, in such a case, we mechayev the person whom he swore, he promised secrecy to, we mechayev the person that, you know, who told him, you better keep my secret, we mechayev that person to matir the other person's shvua, that he can go and testify, because testify is a din deraisa, it's a gather of a shavas aveda, the person has a chiyuv me'atayret to testify for somebody if he knows testimony for the person. So we make you matter your secret and allow the person to tell the secret to the court, to the Beis Din. And the Tumim explains that Avad, even the Sma doesn't mean, we don't really need that person to matter. It's only the Rav Chad Milsa, it's only an extra, but even if we couldn't find that person, he would be mechuyev gomer me'atayra to go and testify, because testifying, of course, is a din deraisa, a chiyuv deraisa, that a person has a chiyuv hashavas aveda to testify for his friend. And therefore, it wouldn't make a difference that you promised somebody else that you're not going to testify, because that shvua, that promise, is against the Torah. There are chalukim, the chayim explain, the tumim and others, they explain in the sivis, that it depends. L'maisa, let's say he's an eid echad. If he's an eid echad, so then, min haTorah, there is no chiyuv for him to testify, because he can't, he's not over on the aveira of imlo yagid, because that aveira is only at kama that a person has a testimony that can be mitzi mamin. But if he doesn't have a testimony that, with that testimony, we can take money away from a person, it's only an eid echad who can mechayev a shvua. So then, there's no iser, akopanim min haTorah, there's no iser to hold back your testimony, and there he would be allowed to keep his shvua. His shvua, in other words, would be chal. His shvua would be chal, and because it's not considered a shvua levatal as a mitzvah. However, if it's two edim saw it, and they both, that would be mamish, a classic case of koivish edusai, which is an iser taira, and therefore the shvua wouldn't be chal, and there are chaluki dinim within this. It could be that it's only considered he's nishva levatal deraisa when he took the shvua, only if the Baal Din, the litigant, was teveya him. He asked him to come to Beis Din, and then at that point, if he took the shvua, that would be a shvua levatal mitzvah. But until that point, it could be maybe it wasn't a shvua levatal mitzvah. This is a machlekes. And there's other machlekesim. What happens if the person is a kariv and he's not an aid, really? So therefore, technically, I could take a shvua that I'm never going to disclose the secret, because anyways, I can't be an aid. But then you run into the shaila. What happens if the other party accepts on themselves this person who's a pasul aid, So then it could be that now, since he has the ability to do a mitzvah of a Shavas of Edim in a Torah, and they would be mighty mamin al pidis edis, so maybe this would be an example of a shvua levatel es a mitzvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.